Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
By the time you hear this, I hope you are gathered with family and friends to enjoy turkey and perhaps watch a football game. Thanksgiving is, as the name says, a day to give thanks for the blessings that come our way. When did that begin? It most likely would have been thousands of years ago at a place like Stonehenge or, say, Göbekli Tepe, when one of our ancestors erected a totem or altar to their deity, giving thanks for a harvest that would feed the tribe or a successful hunt that would fend off starvation. Our modern Thanksgiving holiday traces its origins to a 1621 celebration by pilgrims at the Plymouth Plantation. Squanto, a Patuxet Native American who resided with the Wampanoag tribe, taught the pilgrims how to catch eel and grow corn and served as an interpreter for these desperate early settlers. Additionally, the Wampanoag leader, Massasoit, had donated food stores to the fledgling colony during the first winter when supplies brought from England were insufficient. So the pilgrims set apart a day to celebrate at Plymouth immediately after their first harvest. That feast lasted 3 days, providing enough food for 13 pilgrims and 90 Native Americans. The feast consisted of fish and shellfish, wild fowl, including turkey, venison, berries, and fruit vegetables like peas and, of course, pumpkin, harvest grains and the Three Sisters, beans, dried Indian corn, and squash. Thanksgiving Day officially became a national tradition in 1863 when, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Day of Thanksgiving to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th. In 1941, it became a federal holiday. Few of us today can fully appreciate the conditions of that first Thanksgiving. Food never tastes so good as when it's in desperately short supply. And imagine President Lincoln officially instituting a National Day of Thanks right in the middle of our bloodiest war, proving things do not have to be perfect to give thanks. Several more points about Thanksgiving. First, harvest festivals had existed in English and the Wampanoag tradition before 1621, so Thanksgiving may very well trace its roots back to the beginning of, well, let's say the human race. Second, the peaceful relations between the earliest pilgrims and the Wampanoag tribe are worth noting. Sadly, peace did not always prevail. Which leads to my third point. Had it not been for the benevolence of the Native Americans like Squanto, the earliest settlements of Europeans on American soil would have failed dramatically and tragically. Fourth and finally, we should not give thanks because we have so much, but we have what is essential. For friends, family, freedom of speech and faith, for clean water, abundant amounts of food, for the community and beauty of the North Coast, I, for one, give thanks and hope you do too. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.